Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March the 4th and the whole week ahead. Well, the moon's going to move into your sign today, so for the next 2 to 3 days, it's going to be very emotional and you'll be extra sensitive. So beware, don't become too defensive or too passive. But with Mercury conjunct Neptune in Pisces, this is an ideal time to go after any career that demands thought, planning and the arts. And here's your Sunday stars. Well, the moon's now in your sign and a plethora of aspects make this a time when your emotions can be, well, a bit of a roller coaster. There can be some good times, there can be some negative times. The thing is to protect yourself. Don't become so protective that you shut people out. But when it comes to feelings and emotions, if you have something to say, then make sure you say only those things that are necessary. Here's your Monday stars. If there's a difficulty today, it will be in relationships, simply because one of you is a little bit like Siberia. In other words, out in the cold. There's a detachment. Now, luckily enough, as the day goes on, things begin to warm up. There's much more passion towards the end of the day than at the beginning, when it's more to do with aloofness and feeling, well, if not totally detached, then certainly semi-detached. Here's your Tuesday stars. The Sun conjuncts Mercury and it's in your 10th house. You can check this out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. The Sun, Mercury in the 10th is excellent. I mean, excellent for planning and organizing anything to do with your career, your vocation, and where you are driving to when it comes to success and prestige. It's time to move onwards now, but do it by thinking everything through clearly. Here's your Wednesday stars. With the moon in the sign of Cancer, this is a good day in many ways to be held back. Cautious, pull back when it comes to money or cash, because there are difficult aspects around. And if you make any false starts or decisions that commit you to making a lot of repayments that you can't afford, you will live to regret it. Do nothing rather than say yes to cash. And here's your Thursday stars. With the Sun in a great aspect to Pluto, you're in fine fettle to drive towards anything to do with your career. Now, this is also a very transforming aspect, and by that, I mean it's good for tweaking, or it's good for taking something you thought was completely dead and gone professionally and regenerating it in some way. This is a most empowering aspect for the ambitious Gemini who wants to go places. And here's your Friday stars. Now that Mars moves into the sign of Taurus, you need to totally understand that the next 6, 7, 8 weeks, a lot of the things that you want to do needs to be under wraps. Don't talk about things. Don't whisper anything to anybody who you don't totally and entirely trust. Otherwise, once the cat's out the bag, it'll be very difficult to get the pussy back in it.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.